Cupid is the god of desire, erotic love, attraction, and affection. So ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome Cupid. I hate you right now. Hello, Cupid. I'm Walter, damn it. Yeah, but tonight you're supposed to be Cupid. I'd rather be working at Walmart. Just play along. So Valentine's Day is a busy time for you, isn't it, Cupid?
This qualifies as elder abuse.
Like you're ready to get to work for Valentine's Day. Are you feeling okay?
No, I'm half naked and my nipples are chapped. Now what kind of costume is wings and depends? These lights are too bright. Put my sunglasses on.
What sunglasses? Put on the damn sunglasses. You're too bright out here. Oh, you're gonna blind me. What the hell is wrong with you?
Much better.
Ray-Bans and Depends. I'm Joe Biden. I'm president, and I can't get up. Will you stop?
Come on, folks there look like him all the time.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they're like, are you Joe Biden? I don't want to disappoint them, so I say, I don't know. And they believe me.
I'm taking these off.
Yeah, well, that was easy.
So as Cupid, your job is to go around shooting arrows into people's hearts, which then makes them fall in love, right?
Yeah, love, lust, whatever you want to call it.
Oh, so what's the difference between love and lust?
$50. Less in certain parts of Florida.
Yeah. And why do you shoot arrows?
I don't know. TSA took my Glock? How about that?
Let's talk about relationships.
Oh, I am an expert on that.
Okay. So how should a man approach a woman he's attracted to?
From the rear. No. And with the size of some of the asses these days, that could be considered a long-distance relationship.
So, Cupid, aren't greeting cards a good way of expressing your love for someone?
Oh, sure. Yeah, greeting cards are good for anybody. In fact, I've written a few myself.
Some greeting cards. Can you recite a couple for us?
Sure.
Do you have one for long-time married couples?
Oh, absolutely. Here we go. Our love all these years has been a blissful occurrence. I wish you would die so I could collect the insurance.
No.
Okay, how about one for younger couples?
Younger couples, great.
Okay. Meeting you was amazing luck, and I think of that most each time that we... have dinner. What'd you think I was gonna say? Man.
So how is your love life?
Oh, you mean me as Walter and with the wife?
Yeah.
Well, things are different at our age.
I'm sure.
Yeah. We're actually kinkier now.
Okay, I don't want to hear about it.
Yeah. Now she offers me the choice, teeth in or teeth out. Trust me, you'll see.
Okay.
Did you see my new friend?
Your new friend? No.
Over there in the case, get her out.
Over here?
Yeah.
Okay. What is this?
Not what? Who?
Sorry,
you hurt her feelings. It's my little sheep.
Oh. A ewe?
A what?
A ewe?
Yes, it's a knee. Are we speaking Italian now?
she's a you.
No, she's a not a me. I'm a Nina, she's a her.
No, a she is a you.
She is a not a me. What is wrong with the you?
What's wrong with the you?
What you just said, there's something wrong with the you. No, I didn't. I'm fine.
Not you, her.
You? What? Now me? What the fuck?
A female sheep is a you.
No, she's a not a me and start the making a thunder the Italianos.
Can I pet your you? Not you, that you.
What?
Your you has very nice wool.
And you are a pervert.
So otherwise, how's it going being a Greek god?
Actually, it's not too bad.
Really?
Yeah. It's so much fun being famous.
I bet.
Yeah. Folks now stop me on the street. They ask me for my autograph. They want to take selfies.
I would think that looking like you do, people would be afraid of you.
Of course they are.
Oh, so you're saying it's good being Archimedes.
Oh, no, no, they think I'm Nancy Pelosi. I mean, look at us, the resemblance is uncanny.
Archimedes.
I forgot you were here. I would like to do this act solo.
Really?
Yes, I do not need you.
Oh, I think you do, but you can do it.
Holy crap.
Did my arm just fall out?
What are you doing? Well, I gotta kick it over into place.
Step on my pinky. How the hell did I know that?
I'm gonna have to get down on one knee.
This is so sudden.
No.
Put it back!
Oh, all right. Just hang on a second.
Come on!
I don't know how this goes in here.
That's what she said.
So I think the next thing...
Son of a bitch, don't drop me!
I'm trying not to.
Put him back!
I'm working on it. Here, let's put this here.
But if I did, my underwear would fit like a glove. Put it back!
All right. I'm working on it.
Fix my feet, asshole.
Okay. All right, there. All right, that was good. All right. There.
Son of a bitch! Am I a fucking clock? I don't know if I'm coming or going.
Sit still.
Oh, take your hand off my wiener. What?
You don't have a...
I know. It's not there.
I lost it in an explosion. It's a game of poker.
You lost my wiener in a poker game.
Should have seen the other guy. My best friend's wedding.
That's nice.
Yeah, it was a combination wedding and gender reveal party. to find out that she really was a woman. Yeah, always a nail biter, right, guys?
And how's your family?
They're all good.
Yeah,
and what's your wife's name?
Bubba J.
Oh, no, that's my name.
Oh, she's doing well?
Yeah, she's great. You two have a lot in common, don't you? Yeah, we're made for each other.
I bet, yeah.
You know, we both got the exact same results in our DNA tests.
Bubba J, how can you be so smart on one hand and so stupid on the other?
Well, you're half of it.
Jay, during the show tonight, we've been talking about that romantic day in February.
Yeah, Groundhog Day.
No, it's a romantic day.
Romantic?
Yeah, February 14th is the day for lovers.
Oh, lovers. You mean the day you watch the no-no channels?
The no-no channels.
Yeah, it's like, no, no, you're not doing that to me. No, it's no.
I'm talking about romance.
So am I.
Do you and your wife ever watch actual sweet romantic movies?
Like what?
You know, things like where the guy gets the girl.
Oh, yeah, like Freddy Krueger? Oh, yeah.
No.
I don't know.
Come on, what first attracted you to your wife?
Well, she's really hot.
Okay.
Yeah, and she's really big.
Oh.
Yeah, so it was gravity.
Oh.
Yeah, she spins around too fast, she'll suck you right in.
And how's the romance between you two?
Oh, it's pretty good, yeah. In fact, one of your little boys taught me something.
What's that?
Boom chicka wur.
Proposed, did you ask her father for her hand in marriage?
I sure did. I called him up and I go, hey, Uncle Phil, it's me, Bubba J. And you know, our wedding was half the cost of the average wedding.
How's that?
Just one family. The whole left side of the church was empty.
It's Valentine's Day. It's the holiday of love.
It is about love, isn't it?
Of course. And who is that extra special person in your life right now?
Well,
is there someone?
No. Thank you.
I'm really sorry.
I know. You,
yeah,
and Walter, and Bubba J, you all have someone.
You know, maybe Jose could help you.
Help me what?
Find a date.
What, you're serious?
I've heard.
You've heard what?
He's Latin, so, you know, a Latin lover on a stick. Let me ask him.
Oh, no.
Ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome Jose California.
Buenas noches, Senor Jeff, and others. He's not happy with me right now. We are not speaking.
Why not?
Don't worry about it. He ate my cousin Julio.
You ate his cousin Julio?
Well, how was I supposed to know? He was just laying there next to the dip. Not saying anything. I thought he was a topper.
I don't want to talk to you.
Oh, okay, I'm actually really sorry, Jose.
He died doing what he loved most.
What was that? Burning your mouth. He did do that.
Right.
And later your ass. I'll let you know.
Okay. Do you think you can help Peanut get a date?
See, I know women.
You? I have never seen you with a woman.
You're in that box all day long. See, the many of the times I am not alone.
Oh, come on. Who gets in there with you?
Ask your mother.
Hey! Did you hear that? Yeah, I'll deep fry his ass.
And his stick.
Stick.
Whatever. Calm down. He said he was with my mother.
I know.
My mother can't fit in Jose's box. No, but Jose can fit in your mother's box. All right!
And serve them on our next plate of frickin' nachos.
And that's when I burned your ass.
You can't!
Just I can't.
I don't have an ass!
It's an elbow. That sounds much worse than a steak.
I thought this was gonna be a lot more fun.
That's what I said to your mother.
Mother had a steak.
Not as big as your sister's.
Oh, will you? You stop it. Both of you.
Second I, Jose. I am Jose. Hello.
There he is.
Well, I'm glad you're happy. I didn't say that.
You ever tell your wife that you love her?
Of course I do.
How often do you tell her?
Once.
A day?
A year.
That's not very much.
It adds up.
I guess you tell her on Valentine's Day?
No.
Mother's Day? No. Christmas?
April Fool's. I'm kidding.
Good.
Yeah, I tell her every February 29th.
Let's talk about romance.
Oh, great.
All right. Just some simple things. Do you and your wife ever watch movies together?
Yeah, she wants to watch our wedding movies.
That's nice.
I can't do it.
Why not?
I know what happens next.
So when you proposed, did you get down on one knee?
Yeah, I had to. I didn't want to look her in the eye. Hey, I got a joke for you. What does Disney World have in common with Viagra?
I don't know what.
An hour-long wait for a two-minute ride.
Start telling jokes now, are you?
Oh, sure. I'll do some life jokes and get you canceled,
Walter.
Hang on. My life is so ugly.
How ugly is it?
She sat on her iPhone and it unlocked. That's not ugly.
We got it, honey.
Calm down, though. It's not one-sided.
How's that?
Every Valentine's Day, she gets these sweetheart candies with sayings on them.
Oh, like, be mine?
No. Do not resuscitate. I will say, though, we did go to a marriage counselor one time.
You did?
Oh, yeah. He said I should take my wife out and treat her like I did on our first date.
Sounds like a good idea.
Yeah. So I took her to dinner, felt her up, then dropped her off at her parents' house.
Despite that kind of stuff, the love life is okay?
Yeah, we do our best. We tried role-playing with a little French maid outfit.
Oh, how'd that go?
She said it was too tight.
Ah.
And my accent was bad. See, I put the maid outfit on.
They got it.
And then I had her put it on.
Okay.
Not because it was sexy. I thought she'd like Walter, finally Walter, do some Walter fucking housework. Walter!
You really are trying to get me canceled.
No, trying to get my fucking house cleaned.